time for the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Let's get it together here as we continue on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We're going to skip the three big things this hour because there's one big thing to talk about. That's the raid on Mar-a-Lago last night. The raid of the former president's home. They busted open his safe. Did the FBI, under the direction of Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, and I believe the president of the United States. Joining me now is Congressman Tom Emmer. He is the NRCC chair and politician who's been a United States congressman from Minnesota's 6th Congressional District since 2015. Congressman, good to have you here on the program. Congressman, good morning. Good to have you on the program.
Great to be with you, Steve. Sorry, that mute button. You forget about it.
That's okay. I appreciate that. Good to have you here. Listen, we were going to talk about some other things, elections, inflation, and everything. I've been reading the media, of course, everybody talking about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Unprecedented, unbelievable, unacceptable. It's the morning of un. What do you make of it? What's your reaction?
Well, we'll have to wait and see the facts come out. But this thing has all the makings of the Department of Justice being weaponized to go after Biden's political enemies. And why are we surprised? I mean, remember under Obama, they weaponized the IRS to go after conservatives. Just think with if House Democrats now give them 87,000 additional IRS agents to target middle-class Americans. I mean, this is only beginning. And you know what? They think they're going to win through intimidation this type of behavior. Steve, I think this is going to help us in the midterms.
I think it's going to help tremendously in the midterms. I've been saying it all morning. If the Democrats thought that Roe v. Wade being overturned was somehow going to solidify their base, nothing is going to solidify the base more. Even those that don't particularly care for Donald Trump are going to say this is a step way too far. The fact of the matter is this. The fact of the matter is this. It is the president's discretion to declassify anything. This notion that somehow some bureaucrat in Washington at the some agency can say, well, you know, he has classified information. No, he doesn't. If he says he doesn't, he doesn't. That's the way it works, right?
That is the way it works. But this is not about classified information.
Of course
it's not. You know that. This is the witch hunt. This is about trying to keep Donald Trump from ever rising again. That is the issue. They're so afraid of him. He shook their world, and they don't want to happen again.
That was what I was gonna, are they that afraid of him? Clearly, they are that afraid of him. But what I was going to say was, if Roe v. Wade galvanized the left, this raid on Mar-a-Lago galvanized everyone on the right and then some. This is so far beyond the pale. And it is outrageous, to say the least.
I do agree with you, Steve. I mean, one thing that Americans do still believe, despite our differences, we believe in fairness and in justice. And when they see this kind of thing, I don't care if they can't stand Donald Trump and his family. They don't want that to happen to anybody. That's not supposed to happen in this country. That happens in a third world, you know, banana republic where leaders go after their opponents and try to tear them down. And by the way, Republicans have been trying to get information about who made decisions on January 6th with Nancy Pelosi, but we're not allowed to, right? But they're going after this witch hunt on the Trump, on Donald Trump and his family, and they just not stop. This is outrageous. You're right. It's going to backfire on them, and you're going to see it happen in the midterms.
Well, exactly right. I mean, we do know that Hillary Clinton had classified information. We do know that 33,000 emails were acid-washed, and her phones were destroyed, and her devices were cleansed. I don't remember a raid at Hillary Clinton's house, and she wasn't president. We know the FBI has had Hunter Biden's laptop since December that shows underage activity with minor girls, ill drug activity, sorts of information about illegal business dealings. The IRS, I wonder if any of those 87,000 agents will bother to go check on Hunter Biden's tax returns to make sure that he paid taxes on all those millions of dollars that came from Ukraine, Russia, and China. What do you think?
Well, I said this yesterday. When they came out with the 87,000 agents for the for their new version of Build Back Broke that they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, they're amazing. A recession is not a recession, and a bill that's going to spend $750 billion is not going to do anything to inflation. It's going to don't look over here, folks. It's going to reduce it. Look, the double standards are appalling. Those 87,000 agents are literally. They are going to go after the middle class. They're not going. They argue that they're going to chase down billionaires for taxes they haven't paid, Steve.
That's not happening.
They also put into the bill that they're going to protect the billionaires. This The $80 billion they're going to put in there for 87,000 new IRS agents is going to go after mom-and-pop businesses all across the
country. 100%.
They're going to make the IRS bigger than the Pentagon, the Department of State, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined, Steve. And this is to go after people they don't agree with, they don't like. There's already history of it. Remember Lois Lerner. Don't forget Lois Lerner. She was going after conservative groups through the IRS. This is just going to make that that weaponized animal, it's going to be on steroids.
Well, absolutely is. And here's the thing. While Joe Biden's government tries to prevent us from getting ammunition and firearms in America, why is it that the IRS, just in 2022, has bought 3.15 million rounds of pistol ammunition, 350,000 rounds of shotgun ammunition, and 1.5 million rounds of rifle ammunition? Why would a non-law enforcement, non-military agency need 5 million rounds at a price of $700,000 just in 2022 so far? What would they need that for?
Well, that's why Republicans are going to be back in charge, so we can find out. Remember, this is not only is it unusual and it smacks the conscience, but if you go back, Steve, this is the same problem we were having with the Department of Education under Obama. They were collecting this type of weaponry, and for what? To chase down delinquent student loan payers? This is our government out of control. When Democrats are in charge, especially the new class, the socialist Democrats that seem to be, even some of them, heading towards Marxism if they're not already there, this is what they do. Government is their tool to control Americans. And that is why in the midterms that are coming up in just 92 days, I believe it is, America is going to make a change.
I certainly hope you're right. I believe we are. I believe that those on the right and even those that were, you know, marginal supporters coming to the right, this will mean the transition the Democrats were looking for, they're going to get it. Not in the way they thought, Congressman. Congressman Tom Emmer here from Minnesota. The transition they're going to get is transitioning from being Democrats and socialists to free-thinking Americans. That's what we're going to get. I'll give you the last word.
Amen. Well, remember, the road to the Republican majority runs right straight through Michigan because we have an opportunity to flip three seats. Alyssa Slotkin's not coming back, Steve.
I know. She's my member of Congress. She's gone. Yeah. Tom Barrett will win that one. Go ahead. Yeah. Kildee will be gone. She'll be gone.
Yeah, she'll be gone. She votes 100% with Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Dan Kildee, he's another Democrat who's not coming back. He votes like a socialist, but now represents a 50-50 district following redistricting. And I got to tell you, Steve, whether it's reckless spending, attacking law enforcement, making the border crisis worse, you can bet Dan Kildee is on the wrong side of every one of those issues. We also have an all-star candidate, as you know, in John James, who's going to win in Michigan 10. And I want to put out a warning to all Democrats. We can't control how Democrats waste their donors' money, but I think they're going to be very disappointed in November when John Gibbs wins Michigan's 3rd congressional district.
So, amen to that.
The road to the majority goes right through Michigan.
You got that right. Tom Emmer, you couldn't have said it better, my friend. Thank you for being here.
All right, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah, but Congressman Emmer from Minnesota 6. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
Sportsmanship has never been more important between the lines in athletics and outside those lines in our communities. To listen, to respect, to understand, to practice common decency, to have competition without contentiousness. Sportsmanlike qualities are essential components of life itself. Let's all work together to not only be good sports, but good people. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.